Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
So what I was going to ask you to hopefully score you on, do you know who was in Digital
yes.
Underground?
Tupac.
Of course.
Yeah.
You were going to school me on that?
I thought that was common.
You know, 36 years old, for Christ's sake.
I remember the
big
nose weirdo.
He's a 36-year-old man who grew up in 90s gangsta hip-hop.
And late 80s. For the party. I remember Yo MTV raps. Dr. Dre and Ed Lover.
Yep. I should have known. You have a fucking Wu-Tang tattoo.
He does have a Wu-Tang.
How did I not know that you would... So, yeah. Jeremy, you said lately you've been listening to a lot of old school stuff.
Older stuff. I wouldn't say old school, because old school, I think,
rap.
Be rap.
Right.
Rap. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is that the older you get, the more...
Because it's real music.
It is real music, and it's like real feels, too, when you listen to it.
Yep.
Rolling Stones, Exiles on Main Street. Exile on Main Street. The backstory is, like, they're actually in exile from... the British government for their taxes in France, and they recorded this whole amazing album, and it's bluesy, it's jazzy, it's just not very many songs.
Stones?
All huge. Oh, yeah.
They're awesome.
Happy. Have you ever heard Happy?
Probably.
I need a love to keep me happy. Richard, not, what's his name? The Junkie. The,
Jagger?
Not Jagger, the, oh
Keith Richards?
God. Keith Richards. I don't know why, I couldn't even remember that, but Keith Richards, everybody else was arrested, hungover. Or like Jones and during this song, so he just went in the studio and made it, did the whole song by himself.
No shit.
Happy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good tune. Huh. But what?
Oh, you got
there
it.
There you go. Yeah. We're on it.
You found
it's
it.
It's a great song. Great song.
I don't know if I know it.
It's all him and the producer.
So he wrote it, but it's got Mick Jagger's lyrics.
No, he sang.
Vocals? Oh, really?
Everything. He played drums, guitar, bass, him and the producer.
Blew a second chance. Gentlemen, we are getting old.
I know, it is.
I'm struggling to hang on to it like I'm going through a midlife crisis because...
Well, what new music out there?
Sucks.
Does
it
anything for you?
Sucks.
I'm having a hard, hard time finding anything. I'm like... Because I travel a lot with my commute now.
Right.
So I'm struggling. I'm trying to find new stuff to listen to, but you're right. I'm finding that I have to go back and listen to old stuff because... I can't relate to anything new. Like, we're at that point where we're locked in. It's what we've been listening to up until now and earlier. There will be no going forward.
No. I don't know if there's ever going to... I don't know.
Well, I don't know. My wife, you put it on any pop station today, a song that came out last week, she knows the lyrics to it.
You know, I...
But I also feel like she likes terrible music.
Pop music is pop music for exactly... It's... You know, popular
right.
music. It's catchy.
Right.
It's in the moment. It's not something that's like...
Lasting.
Grabs you and changes you, like, how you think about things. The way, like, some... The first Pearl Jam, the first Nirvana Ooh. Album, the first Tupac album. You know?
Right.
What is it? What does he say from Ted? If you can just say everything in vowels.
A-E-I-O-U-A-O-U. That's pretty much it. Can't find a buttered ham. Can you say a buttered ham?
Yellow Ledbetter. What is that? Pissing on the wind. Pissing on the wind.
Can't find a battering ram. Oh, yeah. It's, you're right. With pop music, it's made to be catchy. but it, like you said, it doesn't induce the feels. Like,
no.
You know, it doesn't have depth of meaning like some of that classic music does, because that was fueled by something. Now it's like they just try to find a formula to make people move the most.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Well, that and everybody's attention span in this generation is fucking about 3.4 seconds.
Yeah, like no good albums anymore.
Right, it's just singles. You know, like, that's it.
Oh, I was thinking of that the other day. I was actually going to...
Which is kind of, if you think about it, it's the 80s reborn, because that's all the 80s was, too. It one was hit one-hit wonders.
Yep.
And now we've
sir,
come full circle.
Sir,
yes,
1987, Appetite for Destruction came out. And if you can't listen to that to back...
Maybe not the entirety of the 80s.
I mean, everybody rips on the 80s, but you got to take out...
Well, Guns N' Roses doesn't count.
The Crew...
Okay.
Came out of the 80s. There was some good music, but... Yeah.
Some exceptions to the rule.
There was a few
exceptions.
There's
always an exception to the rule, exactly.
Right.
So.
Right. But for the most part, they were in the same transition where it was like nothing had really been defined yet as far as genres and style. It was like all this weird electronic shit and
right.
just trying to make pop that people would listen to and buy. Like rock kind of...
Right.
There's died out a little bit.
Zeppelin had gone the wayside.
Aerosmith.
So they're like, right. Where do we go from here? And that's where all that weird 80s shit came in, which...
The techno, or the birth of the techno crap.
Yeah, it kind of was like the early
stages. Bands were
of
over.
That.
Everything was synthesized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I was thinking the other day, though, I was going to post on Facebook about it. Try to think of five albums that you could listen to beginning to end all the way through.
Well, Appetite for Destruction
Appetite
would be
for Destruction,
on that.
Tool, Enema.
Agreed.
I'd have to say Notorious B.I.G. Ready to Die.
Ready to Die was solid.
I could listen to that. I think I know it word for word. If you gave me a second. I think I've had to actually people post this before, and those are in my top three for sure. You?
That's a tough one.
This Exile
Aerosmith
on Main
Pump.
Street. That's a great album.
That's a pretty good album. Guns N' Roses, of course. Probably, yeah. I'd have to throw them in a couple of times. Not just Appetite for Destruction, yeah. But...
You know, I don't know if you guys are going to rip on me, but The Killers' first album. With Mr. Brightside and... it is a fucking amazing album.
I don't
album.
Know if I've ever listened to the entire
the
album.
The entire album is great. And it's got a... I can't remember the name of that song, but it's the fifth track on it. But that Killers' first album is... Hands down, I can listen to that. That's in my top five.
Go back and listen to that.
Easily.
I'm going to show a bit of the generational difference here. Well, how old are you, Jeremy?
37.
Okay.
You're 32?
Yeah, I'll be 33 at the end of the month.
Okay.
But I guess I'm more of a 90s kid because my mind goes to like 90s, some 90s alternative in there. I'm with you on some of that stuff. Tool, you know, because that was 90s alternative, metal-ish.
Smells Like Teen Spirit, 10... Pearl Jam 10's on there. I mean,
never a fan of that.
I mean, I think there was. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'd say for me, 40 Ounces to Freedom, Sublime album. Actually, out of my top five, there's probably two Sublime albums in there that I've listened to beginning to end every second of it and never skip a track.
Right.
Enter the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers.
36 Chambers. That, yeah.
Great album.
Yeah, I'd have
Change
to put that on my list too. Yep.
Yep. Front to back.
I actually got a bootleg of that.
Before. You do?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, no, I don't anymore because I don't have any tapes left.
I was going to say, was it a tape out of some homie's trunk?
Actually, it was right from New York.
That's awesome.
Our friend and listener, Kovacs, got me a bootleg tape from New York City.
Wow.
That's legit.
Yeah.
No doubt. What else was I thinking? Rage Against the Machine. Evil Empire.
Yeah.
Or their first album,
self-titled,
I think.
Self-titled, yeah.
Both of those just all the way through.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's when I started listening to music. That was my freshman year and stuff. Teen Spirit, 10, Rage. Then there was Soundgarden, their first. I think it was Supernatural, their first album. Alice in Chains.
Yep.
Facelift. Fucking amazing album. I mean,
none of it's.
We're losing Eric now.
Yeah, that's.
We're
way
getting
out
too
of
far
realm.
In the years.
Yeah.
So you probably stopped a little earlier than we did and drew that line.
No,
like,
it's just
okay. I'm
not
listening
my
to
kind
any
of music.
New music.
No,
I listened to new music in the '90s, especially. I would consider '90s is pretty much where it ended for me. I'd say, okay, 50 Cent was the last rapper that I would
that's
ever
what
listen
came to mind.
To.
Actually,
that was it. That was the end of it for me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And that was what. late 90s, early
2000s? Early 2000s, mid 2000s. Right.
That's when it all ended for me. But the kind of music you're talking about, Sublime, not my kind of music. I was never a big fan of the alternative rock and metal. I definitely don't like metal.
I feel like,
unless it's Black Sabbath.
You're 38, 37?
36.
So,
but you can just keep adding numbers in if you want.
So you're 42.
42, right?
When you were a freshman, I was still in like fifth grade. Anyway. Right. But we're the same age.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are kind of two people, because 90s hip hop was huge.
Well,
right at the same time.
What year were you born?
78.
Okay, 79.
Okay,
so we got stuck. Well, the problem is with our generation or our age categories, we got stuck between two decades. We got stuck between the 80s and we got stuck between the 90s.
But our formative years, we were in high school.
That's true.
And what was coming out in high school and what we were listening to,
Tupac,
was
Biggie,
alternative,
right?
Or Tupac,
Onyx,
Biggie, Onyx,
Wu-Tang,
Nas, you know, the whole New York.
DMX.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like there's two, and I was the alternative until I got this roommate in like, I don't know, 99, and he was all hip hop. And I was like, geez, I can't be listening to this stuff. Right. I'm from Howlin' Maine. Yeah. Don't you know they don't put this in no mud trucks? And then I was like, yeah, that's good tunes.
Yeah. Right.
Red Man, Method Man.
Oh, that, there you go. There's an album right there. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's more my style of music from my latter years or my younger years. But as I've gotten older, I've quit listening to even that, and I'm more into the classic rock from the 60s, 70s. And
I'd say I went a little bit further than the 50 Cent days, but I regret it because I got into like Lil Wayne, and I was listening to that shit for a while, but. That's back when I had my little Acura with two 12-inch subwoofers in the trunk.
Right.
So it was literally just boom, boom, boom.
And, you were like,
and again, the 30. Whole pop thing where it's like, let's just make music that people like listening to. And then as you mature, I think you kind of demand more of your music or it means something different to you.
Right.
So I actually started, like, I woke up one day and was like, holy fuck, what is he even saying right now? Like, nothing he says even makes sense.
Some of his metaphors are pretty funny. They're pretty good, dude. Like, 6 foot, 7 foot, is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
You know what song I'm talking about?
Yes.
He's got some pretty phenomenal...
But that's literally all he does is just compares one thing to another thing. Like, I do this like this, I do that like that.
Right.
But there's no more depth to the song, whereas back in the day, you know, the 90s rap, early 90s rap into the mid-90s,
right.
songs...
Either you're slinging crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot.
Right.
I think you would say that, you know?
Exactly.
Well, Wu-Tang broke the mold with that, though. And I actually, hold on, we'll play a little something.
Oh no. I'm the old Cyrus of this shit.
Now
I do have a Wu-Tang tattoo.
This first verse
is this,
in this song.
This is from Triumph, right?
Yeah. It's the second Triumph. Yeah. This is from Wu-Tang Forever. Atomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery, flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred, shogun, explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous, ultraviolet, shine, blind forensics. I inspect. Because there's one that is lyrically
better than
Jizza and Ghostface are both pretty hardcore.
Yeah,
and then. Old Dirty was like, he didn't
just,
even
it
fucking,
was Old Dirty.
He was
he
awesome.
Didn't even make sense.
No, like, but it was great.
When they finally gave it, he was just along for the ride. They're like, fucking whoever's crazy crackhead cousin, like, get him in here. We're kind of one man short.
He's got the food stamps. We can get some food.
I
got
to be honest. I was a fan of Return to the 36 Chambers.
Which one was that?
That was Old Dirty's, you know, solo album.
He had some great solo tunes, you know.
I was a fan. I really was.
Got Your Money? That sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah. They had some good, catchy, they're like, okay, let's make a radio hit. But you listen to any of the lyrics, especially from Nigga Please, that album, they just like let him run wild with that. He's like, I'll take all the government chips out of my body. I'm a fucking alien, nigga. You can't fuck with me. It's like, what? Wait, what is he talking about? He's just a paranoid schizophrenic guy that's on crack right now, just ranting with music in the background. It was beautiful.
Right.
And he had that like gritty, nasty voice.
Yeah.
But you wanted to listen to it.
Right.
Like,
right.
I loved that album.
Oh, Dirt Dog! Dirt.
Yeah, that was all fucking ODB.
Did I tell you I saw Wu-Tang at State Theater?
Oh,
you told me.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. They took an hour and a half to get on stage, It took forever. Everybody was getting antsy, but when they came on, it was loud. One of the loudest concerts I've ever been to.
That was the original Wu-Tang group, well, what's left of them?
Besides ODB.
Right.
But yeah, they're all there.
Even RZA was there?
Method Man was there. No RZA, shit. The GZA, Ghostface Killah. You God, inspect the deck.
You're just reciting it.
They were all there. It was a good show.
Huh. Nice. Hold on. I gotta just play a sample from that album. Have you ever listened to that album? It's the one that Got Your Money was on.
Probably. I probably heard it in... Back in those days, I may have been smoking a few blunts. Pulling my best.
He like didn't even bother to rhyme. He didn't even bother to write lyrics. He just went on like paranoid schizophrenic rants.
Music must obey me, all pain must obey me. I cripple my enemies, got the gift of vocabulary. I could talk my way up by anything. Nobody words can go against me, I'm stingy. I want all that energy. Cyrus, best nigga in the place to be. I 200 hot degree, burn you till you faint, y'all. Y'all niggas shooting blank, y'all. I fuck in my vest, drive an armored tank, y'all.
Y'all.
Niggas like a dog. That's good. Yeah. It's a good go-to, I like it.
I never heard this.
Oh yeah, that was a beautiful album.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, he also on that same album did a he really exhibited his vocal talents when he redid a Rick James song.
Oh my god,
Cold Blooded. Oh yeah, hold on, I'll just play a sample of that. Yeah, just use the right channel.
Well, do you remember the videos for this song? It was like, just like this song feels, 70s blaxploitation, is that what they call it?
Right.
There we go, that sounds good.
Okay, so he really didn't have any writing skills. He had a just horrible, gritty, nasty
awful
voice.
Couldn't sing.
No flow. Like, but he was
a platinum-selling, you know,
yeah,
artist.
Yeah. He had like 14 kids for like 14 different women.
Yeah, Old Dirty should not have happened.
He was in prison for a while there, even after he was rich and famous.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody can really explain.
No, he was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Didn't he want to change his name to Jesus?
Big Baby Jesus, he was for a while.
Yep.
Osiris.
Yeah.
He went through some weird stages.
That's
weird
pretty legit,
shit.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, in the rap game, if you change your name to Jesus, you're doing something.
Right. Well, that's what Kanye did.
Yeah.
Didn't he start calling himself Yeezus?
Good for him.
Good for him.
Good for him. Just knocking up Kim Kardashian.
All right. What did I see the other day? I can't think of it. But, I can't stand Kanye. It's the thing about Kanye, though. He's a phenomenal artist, too. Makes some great music, but he's such a fucking scumbag.
Such a douche. Yeah.
Yep. Now, just a measure of where things are at. I don't know if you guys saw the Facebook post.
I saw you posted something.
That I posted about...
I did not listen to it.
A specific Drake song.
I don't know who that is.
Dude, I hate that song.
Oh, my God.
So...
Hotline Bling, which I just it doesn't even make sense. Nobody even knows.
Is it the one?
Yeah, that's okay. That one. See, whatever.
That's all you need to know about
that
song.
How do you know it though?
That's I honestly, if I listen to the radio, I have to admit it's like the Z.
Yeah,
I can't because yeah, there it is. It's terrible.
That
song
is.
So we go from Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses to this is rap now.
This is hip hop.
Oh, out rhymes with out. He figured
yeah, he
that
did.
One
he did
out.
Do it right there. I mean, but.
Out and out rhyme.
Yeah.
I listen to it, it's like there's no rhymes.
Yeah, he's awesome. Four and floor.
Ooh. Really complex.
It's like the old love song, Seven in Heaven. You know, above and love.
This is
what
terrible.
He's doing.
See, this is the kind of shit that makes me want to tear my ears off when
yeah.
Fucking.
It's like he's kind of singing.
I can't like it makes does it is it right that it makes me angry? That literally
no, you're
it causes
allowed.
Rage inside of me.
You're allowed. Definitely, this makes a lot of people.
It's terrible. It's
terrible.
Fucking terrible.
Yep, and
so,
that's what passes as music now, and that's
not at all.
Yeah. That's why we're having to go back.
I can look back on, like, say, the 90s gangster rap, hip-hop era, you know, and you think about all the shit that went on back then, the L.A. riots, and there was a lot of drama that came out of that. I mean, they were in the fucking Congress was trying to ban, you know, rap groups every other week.
Oh, yeah.
So I can look back and I can say, okay, some of the shit they said, not really cool, like... You wouldn't want to tell your kids this shit. Like, right. It's all right. Just, you know, bust a cap in his ass if he fucking talks shit about your hoe. Right. You know what I mean? But at least it meant something. At least the lyrics, like, it was from something. It was from somewhere. It had meaning behind it. Right. Now it's just, I put it on the, you know, the cable channel radio stations they have.
Yeah.
And I put it on some, you know, nowadays hip-hop, what they call hip-hop now. And there was a guy who just... kept rhyming about whatever headlines were like that week. Nice. And that's all it was, over and over. And it didn't make any sense at all. It made literally no sense whatsoever.
No.
So hip hop is dead. When Nas made that song, hip hop is dead.
Yeah.
He wasn't lying.
Right.
He did that a while ago.
Yeah.
So. Quite a while. Yeah. That was the beginning of the downward fall.
Well, even, okay, just to say where it's at today, my kid enjoys hip hop, being that he's 18 and he'd like to have some big loudspeakers in his car. He listens to whatever I used to listen to. He comes to me for music advice.
It's good parenting, you know?
Yeah.
Just like a good parent starts his kid off in episode 4, not 1 through 3.
Right, right.
So you're doing the right thing.
That's good, right. Call.
Easy E, yeah. Dr. Dre, you know, yeah. As long as you keep him there.
Yeah, I actually found that Facebook post that I posted, which was basically you compare those two songs, the Wu-Tang song, the depth, the lyrics, the beat, everything to whatever the fuck that was. Hotline Bling is the name of the song, which I don't even know. I don't understand what that means. He's like, I used to call me all the time.
A hotline is an exclusive telephone number, right? Isn't that what a hotline is?
Yeah.
It's like a busy number. So
but he uses but bling. It as like, he uses bling as
it's a
verb. Like because he says, I know when the hotline bling. But I think he's like saying blink.
Is he trying to say, maybe he's like an Asian person saying ring ring, bling bling, bling bling, hotline bling.
Oh,
hotline
maybe that's bling. What it is. Bling goes the phone.
Hotline bling.
I don't fucking know. Maybe we're showing our age on that. But yeah. I don't know what the fuck hotline bling. I know when that hotline bling.
Was it a
I don't know what that
bedazzled
means.
Phone?
Maybe that's what it is.
Hotline
yeah.
Bling.
Yeah.
I know when my hotline bling.
So I posted on Facebook, well, everyone, I feared this day would come. Preppers have readied for it. Christians and Muslims alike have prophesied about it and repented in preparation for it. We all watched as society began to unravel. Terrorist attacks, school shootings, global warming, Honey Boo Boo, and the eventual Kardashianification of America. Yes, it's a word now. I just made it up. It has all been building towards something. We just didn't know when or what. Then millions of Americans turn on their radio in horror, and there it is. Hotline Bling. This is the end, folks. We had a good run. Hashtag Drakepocalypse.
Drakepocalypse. Wow. I like it.
It is. That's the sign of fucking end times, I think, if there is one.
You think so?
That song, yeah.
Yeah, but our parents said the same thing about our music. So
that's true. When Kiss came out, the devil's music.
Right.
The devil is in that music. Look at them boys. They got the devil.
Play the record backwards.
You play that record backwards, you just slit our throats when we're sleeping. Don't go to bed, John. He's listening to the Kiss.
That's right. It says, demon raping me in the ass. You hear that? See, you hear it right there. Get hurt. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit.
That's great.
Yeah, you're right. But
so that is a sure sign that we've become officially old.
Yeah, either the world is ending or we're getting old.
You start recycling your old CDs and you can't find anything, you're getting old.
Yeah.
I mean, to look for obscure shit. Like you were talking about with the Rolling Stones, you're finding, like, kind of the rarities.
Dude, that's, like, one of their not so, you know, like, commercially successful albums, but one of their critically acclaimed ones, so I was like, it was on a top 50 list of Rolling Stone, the magazine. I was like, oh, fucking check it out. I was like, Jesus, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah. We were doing a little Led Zeppelin, getting amped up earlier before the show.
Oh, yeah. Little Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of rappers, we talked about Tupac earlier being in Digital Underground. Did you see the Tupac movie that's coming out?
I haven't.
This is going to be a Tupac biopic.
Did either of you guys see Straight Outta Compton?
Yes.
You did?
Of course I did.
Was it awesome? I heard it was
good.
It
was good. I don't know if awesome is what... I mean, it was nostalgic. How's that?
Was it better than the Biggie movie?
I don't know. Maybe right in line. I'd put it right in the same kind.
Who's playing Tupac?
They found some guy that looks exactly like him.
It's
like,
Tupac. It's scary.
It probably is because he's still alive.
Right, yeah, that's true. Literally. That's true.
I don't know. Something, numbers, whatever. Yeah. He was fucking 23.
Machiavelli.
Happened on the 5th, and I don't know.
Machiavelli, yeah. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's only been 7 plus 10 years since he died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems to be a thing now, though, from the NWA. I mean, the Biggie one was a while back, but...
Yeah.
So it's... I think they're... But eventually they're going to run out of rappers, kind of like they did with the superhero thing. And they're going to be looking for, like, weird, obscure, you know, like Ant-Man style. Right. They'd be like an MC Ren
movie. Can we make Rubberman work in a movie? I mean, Rubberman. Well, for one, John is going to get it turned into a porn parody, guaranteed. Right there.
They all have. But
who's going to get, like, who's going to be the rapper that's going to get the one that's, we're just going to be shaking our heads like, why does he have a movie?
Yeah.
MC Ren.
MC Ren. Young MC.
Well, technically, he has a movie. I mean, straight out of Compton. Right. MC Ren.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yellow. Wow.
Young MC.
Oh, well, yellow. They'll start doing spinoffs, like the...
like anthologies from they're gonna do a Han Solo.
Origins. Yeah. Right. That's right, yeah. Kind of like they've got the,
I will say about that movie, it kinda paid homage to Eazy-E. You know what I mean? Because Dr. Dre and Ice Cube
produced it, right?
Yes. They're the ones that came up with it. They're the one that's, you know, produced it, directed it, whatever.
Right.
And it was kind of a homage to Eazy-E, which is nice.
It is.
I mean, if you're from that generation and you remember that, then it was nostalgic. That's
cruising
what it
down
was.
The street in my 6'4".
Nice.
Kind of like nasally ass voice. Yeah, I want to see the old Dirty Bastard movie.
That would be a good one.
It'd have to be like rated X, and it's just like crack smoking insanity. People getting hit with baseball bats.
Jamie Foxx playing it.
Throw Kevin Hart in there somewhere. Oh, yeah. God, I fucking hate him.
You do, don't you?
I hope he catches on fire. Wow. Something really bad. I don't know.
Really?
Not really. Not that bad. Maybe. Hope he catches a cold.
Right. Bad case of the crabs.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Old Dirty. Rest in peace, Eazy-E.
What are we doing?
Well, I just thought of an idea when we paused for a second to break. Jeremy has no idea we're doing this, but we're going to do a little freestyle.
Oh shit. Really?
Yeah.
Freestyle?
Yeah, we're going to do a little song.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
This is going to be Ching and Chang, co-owners of a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, my God.
And they are going to do a little Hot Rein Bring.
Hot Rein Bring. Dude, I hope you got something up your sleeve. I don't see how this...
We'll go back and forth a bit. Anything
freestyle
you can,
it, baby.
You can think of. It's a Hot Rein Bring.
What? Turn me up in headphones?
Rito, shout out to Drake. He kind of rocks Chinese. I like his skin tone.
He's Canadian, huh? Fucking Canadian.
This a Hot Rein Bring.
Hot Rein Bring.
Hot Rein Bring. You no order enough white rice. You get back in car, go home. I no give you the wrong order. You order wrong thing off menu.
You no get it right.
Stupid white man.
White like rice.
I will take you up back and pork fry you. You only get one fortune cookie. Don't be greedy, round eye.
You want soy sauce with that? Duck sauce
on your face. This a nice fro.
Very, very nice fro. I like the Hot Rein Bring. Do you like the sushi?
Crab Rangoon on special till 7 p.m. But you only get 4. 8-piece excluded from deer.
Hot Rein Bring.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, my God.
That is fucking terrible, and you guys are going to hell.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, oh my that's pretty god, good, dude. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I thought,
that
of, was beautiful. Thought of it while I was taking a piss. I was like, hey, Hot Rain Bring.
Wow. Thank you for calling Hot Rain Bring takeout order. Yeah. Ah, we get your crab rangoon going.
What's the song? How's the song?
I know how you like the sauce. Oh. I know how you like the sauce. Spicy soy on the itch.
This is a new beat. This is different.
Do you like your sushi hot?
It's just a breakdown.
Do you want me to cook it?
Sushi only 4 days old.
It not that fresh. We got no blowfish.
No expiration date on sushi, right?
Not at all.
Hot Rain Bring is not toll free. It costs $3.99 a minute.
Not all you can eat buffet at Hot Rain Bring.
But we do bukkake out back.
Wow.
Jesus, you guys could just keep going, just huh?
Don't ask what's in wonton.
Special sauce.
Oh, shit.
There it is. Hot Rain Bring.
That's beautiful.
Hot Rain Bring.
That is beautiful.
Coming to a town near you.
So before we
sign off,
actually, no, I think we're good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So before we sign off, we're signing off. We're signing off.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Have a good evening, Hot Rain Bring.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!